On with Mario Lopez.
What's up, y'all? Mario Lopez. Join me now in studio, my man, the actor, the comedian, the legend, Mr. Damon Wayans. Welcome to the show, sir. Great to have
you. Thank you, brother. Good to be here.
Yeah, well, we've had a couple of the other brothers here. They always are a good time. It's always nice to see. I love how the family is obviously united, but still has each other's back and works together through all these years. I'm a big family guy, so I can respect that.
Yeah. I mean, you know, it's like, who are you if you don't, you know, love your family till they put you in the ground? That's who's going to be there.
I agree. 100%. Yeah. 100%. Some big stand-up shows this weekend at the Brea Improv. What are you talking about on stage right now? And do you find yourself like having to almost censor yourself with all this sort of these cancel culture vultures that are just kind of hovering?
No, I mean, I think it's about a conversation, right? See, if it's a presentation, then they can judge it. And if you try to have an intellectual conversation about comedy, you lose, because what's funny about a guy falling down the stairs? It's not you. That's what's funny.
Very good point.
Yeah. So you just can't really analyze it. You know, it's just seeing someone lose control and fall. You know what I mean? So with comedy, I found, you know, at first I was on the stage and I'm kind of editing myself and I'm trying, you know.
Yeah.
But now I talk about everything.
As you should, man. I've always felt comics are the guys that sort of have to leave the narrative with truth and should be responsible to bring us back around to kind of to reality, because it's gotten a little too crazy, man. Well, so comics got to lead the way.
Yeah, I know. But right now, Donald Trump is the funniest guy in the room because he just says whatever he wants. And that's what comedy was based on.
Right.
Just telling the truth.
So, that's what's resonating with people.
Yeah. Yeah. And so, you know, it's like it's fun to just go up and talk. I was very encouraged by Dave Chappelle's special, Sticks and Stones. He just, you know, he just went out there and talked, and that's what it's about. And if you talk to people, that's what it is. Mm-hmm. This is a culture where they want to be talked to. Mm. They want you to be authentic. And once you're that, then you have freedom. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. And are these one-off shows, or are you out on the road a lot these days?
I was on the road since October, just, you know, working out in clubs because you got to make it right before it's special.
So what else are you talking about when you're on stage?
Mainly family, talking about Marlon, talking about family and what it was like kind of growing up and how my dad was like so strict, the original Major Payne, you know what I mean? And he just loved to like torture us. He would like, you know, my dad would teach you the lesson like that. You like to play with fire? All right, let me teach you something about fire, boy. You're going to heat up this stove and you're going to put your hand in and count to three Mississippis. And he would, like, make you do it. You want Mississippi. And he go, no, that's the girly way. I want to count it off military style. Then you put your hand up and I go, one M-I-S-S-I-S-S-I-P-P-I.
Oh, dang. Dang, I get it. How would you describe your parenting style? In contrast.
I'm a lot like my dad. You know, my son just posted something. He said it was two pictures. One of me is Major Payne, and one of me like this little happy-go-lucky, smiling and goofy guy. And he says Major Payne was him raising me. This goofy guy is him as a grandfather.
Oh,
and that's the truth. I am. They food and candy. That's what they get from me. You know, fun.
And I also read that you're developing a new sitcom, family oriented sitcom for ABC. Anything you can tell us about that?
Yeah, it didn't get picked up.
Oh, okay. This one, we go back.
Breaking news.
Hey, there are plenty of places for that, though.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Not only that, I feel like you're one of those cats that has constantly been on our radar for years, and will continue to be so. One, you look the same.
Hilarious.
Two, you know, you just have there's a very likable quality and relatable quality.
Well, I appreciate that, and yes, I do look young. I'm actually Damon Jr. You know what I mean? It's what it's telling me is it's time for me to go back to the old D, you know, to be more irreverent, a little more, you know, less, less kid friendly.
Okay.
And, you know, see what I can do with some adult comedy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So that's where my focus is now, doing something different and fun.
Society kind of wants that. Like, I feel like there's a need for that now, because everything's gotten so politically correct. You kind of want a little bit of that.
Well, the thing is, here's the other problem, is now Disney bought Fox.
Hmm.
So they're going to put Mickey Mouse ears on Fox and everything Fox. You know what I mean? Which is okay, you know, but you got to understand the corporate agenda of Disney is not the same corporate agenda as Fox.
Right.
So things are changing, and you know, it'll get a little safer, which is fine. We need family entertainment, but then you have Netflix and these other places that are a little more adult friendly, and right. I think that that's where I'm going to go.
Cool, cool. Yeah, there's a lot of good platforms out there. Mm-hmm. What's your take on social media? Are you active on it? You like it?
I post stuff on Instagram, and
is that platform of choice?
Yeah, because Twitter is crazy. So you post something on Twitter. And then people just gangbang it. And before you know it, it's twisted. And it's not even really about what you said, because nobody reads the beginning. They just catch up on what everybody else is saying. I got so much anxiety. I had to unplug from Twitter. It scared me.
Yeah.
You know, and, you know.
You end up defending things you never even said. And you're like, what am I doing?
Yeah. It gave me anxiety.
Yeah,
and it's just like I want to control it. And you know what? The truth is, guys who are great don't really do social media, right?
Well, it takes a whole
Denzel other... Washington, right. Not on social media.
Right.
Chappelle, not on social media. You know, guys that, you know, consider themselves artists, and, you know, De Niro, not on social media.
Sure,
you know
sure.
What I mean?
Yeah.
So I see myself more of an artist, and I don't really feel like I don't want to be there all day long looking at who liked me. Because
if
I'm getting validated in the moment, why work hard?
Right. And it's a generational thing, too. You know, it's like a young cat thing, which
I get it.
Yeah, no, I get it.
I don't like it.
No, I get it. I should have piggybacked on this, but you mentioned your granddaughter, and it kind of tripped me out. I'm like, dang, you're a grandfather.
Yes.
And I said, you know, how many grandkids you got?
I have 7 and one on the way. Maybe.
Is that right?
Today.
Congratulations.
Yeah.
Dang.
Yeah.
Maybe today.
Yeah. I mean, I love it. I wish I was a grandfather before I was a father. It's just a lot more fun. It's all the love, no responsibility. Exactly.
You know what's funny is my dad. It's funny that you say that, because my dad was like, it sounds like he was like your dad. He's a tough guy. Like, you don't want to step out of line. But he's like a totally different person with my kids.
Yeah.
I'm like, who's this guy? And where was he when I was growing up?
Right.
It trips me out.
Right.
And I'll take it, but it is a trip.
But it's a different relationship that you want your kids to have, because they'll tell grandpa secrets they won't tell you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I'm always supportive. If they get a bad report card, I give them money. Here you go. Tell that teacher, kiss my ass. They don't know how special you are.
That's good. That's grandpa. Grandpa style. I love that.
Grandpa.
I love that one.
Yeah.
I couldn't believe this, man. In Living Color celebrating its 30 year anniversary.
Wow.
Unbelievable. And still, it holds up. If you watch all the skits and stuff, still so funny. Funny's funny. Has there been any discussion about a possible like reunion of sorts?
It's just, you know, I think everybody would be on board, because we all remember how much fun we had.
Yeah.
And every time I see David Allen Grill or Tommy, and I just saw Jim last week, hung out twice with him, and we're like kids. When we get in each other's presence, we're like kids. We go back to laughing, throwing your head, you know, when back, you see the back teeth, everything. It's always like that anytime we get together. So if things happened right over at Fox with my brother, I'm sure it would be easy. It wouldn't, you end up twist nobody's arm to do it.
Yeah.
It's just, you know, if we could do it and be funny like we were funny back then, I definitely think people would do it.
Awesome. I would totally. I think it would be really embraced. Do you remember a particular skit where you were laughing the most, like one where y'all just kind of lost it? Was there one in particular?
I think Men on Film.
That was so crazy.
There was the one where I get hit in the head with like a sandbag and I become straight. David and
great.
I, we used to. So Keenan, when we first did the sketch, it was supposed to be me and Keenan. Because we used to do these characters when we were younger.
Yeah.
Right? And we would like walk through the village in New York, you know, as this gay couple. And I would walk up to guys, go, you know, you left your robe and toothpaste at my house, and just slap them and start running. And we would just do this all day long. So when, you know, Keenan was producing, it was kind of hard for him to be in sketches. And he was very selfless in terms of, I want everybody to score. So we had this sketch. It was hilarious. Me and Keenan did it in the table read. And then he said, you know what? I'm going to give this to David. David, you do it with him.
Well, that's cool.
And so then me and David, you know, like the first time we shot it, we were just laughing so hard and the audience was going crazy. And I go, cut, I'm sorry. And Keenan went off on me. He said, don't you dare cut. Don't you ever. And he said, this is the fun of the show. It's like Carol Burnett. You got to let them see. And you just stay in it until they stop laughing, until you stop laughing, you keep going. And that just changed everything. Yeah. Then it became about trying to make David laugh and him trying to make me laugh. And then we had so much fun.
David was crazy too. He was funny, man. Who's the funniest brother? Like, really?
I don't think we've made the funniest Wayne's yet. but, you know, it just kind of, it goes around the room. So, you know, it's like Keenan and I are a little more older and, you know, we don't have much to prove to ourselves anymore.
Right.
Marlon's a little more desperate, so he'll just do anything for a laugh. Right. My son, Damon Jr., is really funny. He's quick. It's good to see. Yeah. But it's also in the kids, you know, and in my nieces and nephews. They're hilarious. And when we get together, we have family, like, barbecues and stuff.
I bet that's
the
fun.
The kids just come over, and they're hilarious. That's what we're focused on, the next generation.
I think it was Sean or maybe Marlon was in here, and they said your mom. They chose your mom
for
that question.
My mom is genius. My mom is really, really funny when she's not trying to be funny. She's just talking. Here's something my mother said. This guy used to be her driver. And he was a little fat dude, and he was trying to, you know, hustle my mother for money. And he said, you know, Ms. Wayne, I'm a chef too. I could cook. So my mother's like, all right, cook. And he would be dressed in a suit. So he goes in the kitchen, he cooks up some barbecue, right? And he gets barbecue sauce on his shirt. So he comes back to my mom and goes, Mrs. Wayne, you know, I got barbecue sauce on my shirt and I need you to buy me a new shirt. My mother said, don't try to hustle me. She said, I'm not giving you nothing. First of all, you're a chef. You should have your own apron. And she said, besides that, where do I find a circle shirt from?
That's funny.
Circle.
That's great. Mom's got jokes. Doesn't even know it. Oh, that's awesome. All right. I'm going to put you on the spot. Quick questions, quick answers before you take off, okay?
Okay.
Song you know all the words to.
Every Michael Jackson song.
Ah, that's what's up. Movie you've seen the most.
Godfather.
Yes. Most underrated stand-up.
Daryl Heath.
Huh. I'm about to check him out. Okay.
Brilliant.
Okay. Celebrity crush growing up.
Wow. There were many. many. I Dream of Jeannie.
Are you going back?
They all got it.
They all could get it, huh?
Yeah,
all
right. Yeah. Sabrina from the Josie and the Pussycat. Yeah. They all got it.
I thought he was about to say Sabrina the Teenage Witch. what show should be rebooted next?
In Living Color.
Hey, what's up? And last, who plays you in the Damon Wayans story?
Damon Wayans Jr.
Exactly. Keep it in the family. Yeah, exactly. Right. Well, you could see Damon live and in person at the Brea Improv this weekend. OnWithMario.com for all the ticket info. Thanks so much for stopping by.
Thanks for having me, Mario.
You
Peace
got
and
it.
Love, you guys. Thank you.
Right awesome. On. Thank you.
On with Mario Lopez.